Have you ever wondered why some learning experiences leave you energized and transformed, while others have you checking your watch every 5 minutes? The difference lies not in the content itself, but in how that content is delivered. In Brilliance by Design, Vicki Halsey presents a revolutionary approach that flips traditional teaching on its head. Drawing from 35 years of experience and brain research, she reveals that brilliance isn't random. It emerges when learners actively engage rather than passively absorb. This isn't just another teaching methodology. It's a complete paradigm shift that has transformed organizations from Microsoft to Nike. In a world where most workers find training crucial yet disappointing, Halsey's approach offers something different, a way to unlock the extraordinary potential residing in every single person. The secret? Moving from the outdated sit and get approach to an energizing woo and do framework that puts learners at the center of their own journey. The 70-30 principle challenges conventional teaching with three key shifts. First, learners should do 70% of the talking and 30% of the listening. When we explain concepts to peers in our own words, we develop deeper understanding. As Halsey notes, the one who is talking is doing the learning. We retain up to 90% of what we teach others versus only 10% of what we passively read. Second, teachers should dedicate 70% of preparation to teaching methods and 30% to content. Even valuable information is worthless if delivered poorly. Great teachers master both their subject and the art of making it understandable through interactive exercises and thought-provoking questions. Third, learners should spend 30% of their time acquiring knowledge and 70% practicing skills. Actively applying concepts in realistic scenarios develops the neural pathways necessary for retention and behavior change. This transforms the teacher from sage on the stage to guide on the side, creating an environment where everyone contributes. When have you last experienced learning as an active participant rather than a passive recipient? Imagine walking into a learning environment where you feel instantly valued for your unique perspective, where content addresses your specific challenges and the activities feel purposeful. This is what happens when teachers establish connections that fuel transformative learning. Teachers must connect learners to themselves by celebrating their unique capabilities. When we feel seen, we become more receptive to new information and willing to take risks. They must connect learners to purpose. Understanding why learning matters to our specific goals increases motivation. Finally, teachers must connect learners to content through relatable examples and hands-on experiences, making concepts relevant rather than theoretical. These connections create a cycle where engagement leads to learning, which generates even greater engagement. This requires intentional effort from teachers who value their learners. Simple gestures like greeting participants personally, remembering names, and starting on time communicate this value. Most importantly, teachers demonstrate respect by making learning meaningful to each person's situation. When was the last time you felt this deeply connected to what you were learning? How do we transform these principles into practice? Halsey's six-step engage model provides the framework. First, energize learners by creating powerful first impressions through thought-provoking questions, music, visuals, and immediate interaction rather than lengthy introductions. Navigate content by structuring material to maximize understanding across diverse learning styles, helping learners experience concepts before labeling them. Generate meaning by helping participants articulate personal reasons to implement new knowledge, strengthening their motivation to apply it. Apply to real world moves learners from knowing to doing through realistic practice opportunities, a critical component many teachers skip. Gauge and celebrate creates painless assessment processes that reveal progress while building momentum. Extend learning to action focuses on translating brilliance into results through follow-up strategies and ongoing support. Together, these steps create a structure that enables deep understanding and integration of new knowledge, resulting in learning that sticks long after the session ends. Have you ever struggled to grasp a concept only to have it click instantly when presented differently? We all have unique learning preferences. Not better or worse, just different. Teaching to someone's preferred style enhances learning effectiveness. Visual learners thrive with lists, images, and written instructions. They benefit from note-taking, colored highlighters, and mind maps. Auditory learners process information through spoken explanation and discussion, learning best through conversations and teaching concepts to others. Kinesthetic learners prefer hands-on experiences, learning by doing and physically engaging with content. Howard Gardner's multiple intelligence theory identifies 9 distinct types of intelligence, from interpersonal to logical/mathematical to musical/rhythmic. Effective teaching means determining not how smart people are, but how they are smart. By incorporating activities addressing various learning styles and intelligences, teachers ensure all learners can process information in ways that work for them, creating an inclusive environment where everyone can succeed. Consider your own learning preferences. How might understanding them improve your learning? The principles of brilliance apply equally to virtual environments, but require adaptation. Virtual teaching demands greater clarity to overcome digital distractions, like email and social media. The key to virtual engagement is interactivity every 2 to 3 minutes through chat boxes, polls, or breakout rooms. Like great radio, virtual classrooms need aha moments every 5 to 7 minutes to maintain interest. Technology offers unique advantages for community building. Virtual platforms allow simultaneous responses, providing insights into group thinking. Online communities extend learning beyond individual sessions as participants share experiences. Applying the engage model virtually requires specific adaptations. Energizing learners through compelling emails and visuals, breaking content into smaller chunks, creating frequent interaction points, structuring application in breakout rooms, and developing robust follow-up strategies. When designed with connection at their core, virtual environments can foster brilliance just as powerfully as physical settings. Imagine a struggling student whose parents nearly sent him to Mexico when traditional education failed him. After discovering multiple learning styles, his father implemented kinesthetic approaches, having him jump on a mini trampoline while practicing spelling, clap out math problems, and walk while reviewing science. These changes transformed the boy's academic experience, allowing him to succeed and stay with his family. This story exemplifies the Brilliance Learning System's true purpose: changing lives through learning. As teachers, we transform lives through our belief in others' brilliance, never knowing which lesson will trigger a life-changing epiphany. Our teaching creates ripples beyond what we can see. When someone masters a new skill or shifts a limiting belief, that change influences how they interact with others and contribute to their communities. A manager who learns effective coaching transforms their entire team's work experience. Our legacy isn't measured in content delivered, but in lives transformed. Each learning experience offers an opportunity to participate in humanity's growth and positive change. When we teach as though each life we touch could change the world, we tap into the true power of brilliance by design, creating teachable moments that become our brightest achievements and most meaningful legacy.